The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
An alliance of prosecutors, law enforcement, schools, service providers, hospitals, and advocacy groups form Kids Are Not For Sale in Virginia. They push for the legislation to close loopholes in existing law and especially to criminalize the recruitment of minors for commercial trafficking. Coalition coordinator Tabitha Mansfield says it means prosecutors and law enforcement will no longer have to rely on a patchwork of antiquated laws to bring traffickers to justice.
This law means that sex traffickers will face substantial penalties that reflect the seriousness of the crime, especially sex trafficking of a child. This law means that more victims will be properly identified. This law means that the recruitment of children and adults for commercial sex is finally criminalized.
Fairfax County Police Detective Bill Wolf points to a recent case where law enforcement identified more than 300 human trafficking victims, rescued more than 100, and identified 79 traffickers.
Of those 79, we were only able to prosecute 10.
He says the new law will allow police to pursue the traffickers who escape prosecution and rescue more victims. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.